Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. May I never miss the thrill.
Listen, I'm not a judge, because Paul McCartney is your artist of the day, and I've truly enjoyed it.
Greatest song ever.
As I did when you and I and Chris and Rod went to go see Paul years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. And I remember Rod screaming at me, "We're in the same room as a Beatle."
I love the fact, just as an aside, that you gave us so much static about this before going on the air today, and now you just said, and I quote, "I've enjoyed it."
I have enjoyed it. However, no.
It's mainly because Dana picked it. That's why he didn't like it.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. And because the songs I wanted were not included. Where was Say, Say, Say? Where was Ebony and Ivory?
I didn't want Michael Jackson muddying.
Where was Ebony and Ivory? Where was Say, Say, Say?
You pulled Michael Jackson in and...
Could we please not use muddying as it pertains to a black man being on a song, please?
I just wanted...
Wow, that was,
well,
a,
that was a stretch.
Wow.
I just wanted a pure Paul McCartney day.
Didn't even see that one.
Day.
That was left field.
Because out in the newsroom, somebody said, well, why don't you do the Michael Jackson ones? I go, no. Like, if Michael Jackson was the artist of the day, I would say...
The Girl Is Mine?
I would say, don't do Say, 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 because that brings Paul McCartney into the Michael Jackson day.
But these were number one hits. Don't ask me.
I don't mind Say, Say, Say.
I have the book that your mother gave me of top 40 hits.
I knew you would love that book.
Would you dare me to look up Paul McCartney?
No, I believe
look,
you.
Here it is, right here.
Just happened to be on that page.
Strangely.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What How
song,
convenient.
What song would you like me to ask about? Oh, Say, Say, Say was a number one hit for 6 weeks.
Is about, maybe
stayed I'm, on the charts for 18.
Was Maybe I'm Amazed?
Maybe I'm Amazed?
I don't think that was number one.
You watch your mouth.
Maybe I'm Amazed reached number 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Only stayed on the charts for 11 weeks.
Oh.
What about The Girl Is Mine?
The Girl Is Mine.
Because the doggone
hit number two and stayed there for 3 weeks, but was on the chart for 14.
Ebony and Ivory?
Oh, please. Come on.
Jeez. I bet that was a number one.
That was a number one hit for 7 weeks, please.
Stone Cold Jam.
Yet somehow we left that off our list today.
You two simmer down.
We also
we have two
left
more.
Out band. We also left out Band on the Run, also a number one hit. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Albert. I don't believe I heard that song today. That was the number one.
Do
hit.
Do you remember if you have ever had the chance to see him live? And I remember thinking when we were there, really the song that I went for, Maybe I'm Amazed, was way up there.
Super.
I wanted to hear him do Golden Slumbers at that piano. And yes, he's older. I mean, none of us are getting any younger here.
No, that's true.
But when he hit the Smiles Awake You When You Rise with that, it's a very, I don't know what that term is in music, Will, but it's a very gravelly, beautiful.
The crescendo?
Oh, when he sings that line. That was the most Paul McCartney line of that night. Was that line from Golden Slumbers with him at that piano. I mean, it so clearly was him, if you closed your eyes.
What I'm going to say could be perceived as a negative as it pertains to it. It is not. But is there any song that sounds like drugs more than Uncle Albert?
No.
You're gonna carry that way.
Too late. But it's so good.
It's too far into the song?
Oh, it's right at the beginning.
It just is?
Kills me. Yes.
Well, hang on, hang on.
I remember thinking, I paid the money just for this song.
Here we go. Q. Here goes. He's sitting down right now. Yeah. Sit down, Paul.
Once there was a way to get back home. Once there was a way.
Have you been smoking weed today? Did you go to Colorado this morning?
I just love
what in
that
the hell
song.
To get back home, sleep, little darling.
How is that not your favorite song he did?
It's not even close to my favorite song that he ever did.
It's right here. How do you not love that song?
I love that song. It's a beautiful song. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
What?
It's fine. And
I don't
not
even
like
know you.
Not fine as in fine jewelry, fine as in it'll do.
It's fine. Yeah. If I heard it, here's the greatest song Paul McCartney ever sang. You ready?
It's very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend.
You've lost your mind.
That's the best song you ever did.
I have always thought.
I don't even think that's
argue,
him.
We could all argue all day over the best one.
I don't even think that's him. I think that's a bad Japanese.
That was a cover. There's no question about that. That was not the authentic studio version. No.
That's okay.
Will, I love you.
What?
That was not the authentic studio version, if I ever heard it. That was not an authentic studio version.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
That it was not an authentic studio version.
Okay. Well, yeah, because it wasn't.
How about this one?
And get it straight, I'll say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out.
When he played that at the Sprint Center,
that is
I
authentic.
Lost my lid.
That is.
And there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend.
Do you think he ever looked over at John Lennon?
By the way, that is an authentic studio version.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Do you think he ever looked over at John Lennon and said, I write better songs than you?
Oh, I'm sure of it. And I'm sure John said the exact same thing to him.
Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong.
While look you see it your way. Oh, my
there's
God.
A chance that we might fall apart.
I wasn't even a sparkle in my so dad's young. Eye when you know that song
a,
was made.
You know he has a children's book called Hey Grand Dude?
Obviously a play on Hey Jude.
Thank you. I got the pun.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I just didn't know if you did.
Yep, I did.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Nothing. I don't know what else to say about the T-Bones thing. I'm sad, but if I missed 45 straight months of my mortgage payment, I guarantee you someone would be knocking on the doors for the keys.
Here's what I will say, and I would be interested to hear what other people have to think about this. I think Kansas City, and I adore this town. I do adore this city. And I love going out to the Royals. I love watching the Chiefs on TV. I'm not a big fan of going out to Arrowhead. As I've been very clear, I have season tickets to Sporting. I think we have a good Sporting, and I don't mean that by Sporting Kansas City. I mean just Sporting, sports, appetite in Kansas City. But there have been times over the years where I think we may have bitten off more than we can chew.
I'd agree.
Now, they've played since 2003.
I understand that.
And they've paid since 2017?
No.
16?
Nope.
Listen to this. Apparently last month, this is from the Kansas City Business Journal, they announced a naming rights sponsorship mm-hmm. with a new naming rights person.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like to be that person that paid for the naming rights?
You're probably going to have to give the money back.
Yes.
But what I've always thought was, you know, we have outdoor soccer.
The naming rights belong to you. We'll leave the light on for you.
No, let me be honest here and serious for a second. We have an outdoor soccer team that is horrifically successful. Sporting is sold out every weekend, okay? The Royals do fine. and they did really well a couple of years ago. The Chiefs, of course, are the Chiefs. I'm not saying anything about the Mavericks, the Comets, or the T-Bones. I just don't know if this town, I'm not saying they don't have the appetite for it. I don't know that they have the wallet to support more than three major franchises. And you have to also understand that around you, you have KU, K-State, Mizzou, and there are a lot of people in this town that will travel every weekend because I see them when I go up I-29 with all their Johnson County plates. There are a lot of people that travel to Nebraska.
And there are also a lot of people, too, because I see it going up I-35, who travel to Iowa State.
That's right.
Because you have a lot of Cyclone alums here.
That's right. And there are a ton of Nebraska alums here. So you have to factor in, you've got three major league franchises. The Royals, the Chiefs, and Sporting. Then you have all the college programs around town. Do we really have the financial wherewithal to support the Mavericks, the Comets, and the T-Bones? And I have to think the answer to that, sadly, is no. And someone has to fall. Well, when the Royals are doing great, as they were in 2014, 2015, hopes were high for 2016, but people still love to just go see baseball anyway in 16, 17, 18, 19. Are you really going to see an independent league team when you can pay $9 to park and $10 for a ticket to go see Major League Baseball players? And I think the answer is no. And I think the T-Bones gave it a valiant effort. I think they tried really hard. But let's be honest. If we're nothing else on this show, we're honest. That is a barely above high school team.
I think most people will say two things. I'm sorry to see this happened. I'm not entirely surprised.
I mean, think about this. If your son is drafted into the major leagues, okay, or by a major league franchise, which means he's going into the minors, yeah. Right, Will?
Correct.
Yeah. You're shocked. You're thrilled. You're excited. But it's one kid out of, what, every eight or nine teams in the Metro?
Maybe
yeah. Gets a shot at Division One, single A ball. With all due respect to the T-Bones, and this isn't a dig on my friend, Mike Brenniger could have played on the T-Bones back in the day.
It is a team. It is a roster made up of leftovers. That's just what happens with independent minor league baseball.
Yeah.
It's people who want to play the game.
Did any of them ever come out of a league like the T-Bones and go into the majors?
You come out of the minors and you go into the T-Bones, or you stay in the T-Bones.
Okay.
Very rarely does somebody come out of the T-Bones and go to single A.
Okay.
But I can't think of, Will, and help me here, I can't think of a single person who's ever gone out of the independent league.
There have been some. David Peralta is probably the best known example of it, but you're talking about an incredibly low percentage of people who play.
That is the diamond in the rough player.
There are also people who are better than playing at that level who do that in order to wait out draft and things like that. But by and large, it's not a place where you play if you have the wherewithal to do anything else.
576-7798. You know what I got to thinking? Well, all right, so the unified government this afternoon announces that they are evicting the T-Bones from Community America Ballpark. What are you going to do with it?
That's a great question.
I mean, nobody else plays there.
Could rent it out to, like, baseball tournaments.
I guess.
But they don't have enough fields, I don't think.
They have one field.
Yeah.
And, just one.
And you have, like, you know, 3-2 down there in Shawnee.
Then you have to staff it.
I mean, okay, great. You just kicked out the T-Bones, and I understand they're not paying rent, according to you. That's fine. Now you have this gigantic, by gigantic, I mean seats 5,000, but whatever, baseball stadium right there in the Legends Complex. Who are you going to put there? What are you going to put there? Do you tear it down? Do you sell it? Do you try to get another independent league team? And all of a sudden, somehow, the money is going to be found in Kansas City that wasn't found for the T-Bones that's going to support a different team?
And someone just wrote in, several cities have these teams. Why should we not have one of these teams? It's inexpensive entertainment. It's great for families.
It is fun.
Why should we be giving our money away to another town? I understand that line of thinking. However, it's not like the unified government just kicked them out for no reason.
They weren't paying
rent. And we're giving this up to another city. 45 months have gone unpaid, according to the Kansas City Business Journal. We are talking hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid bills.
We're talking years of not paying your rent.
So I don't 3 years, think 9 months. I don't think we're going to lose this team to another city. If they couldn't pay their bills here, what makes anyone think they could pay them somewhere else?
Well, they could potentially pay their bills in a different city, in a much smaller city.
That did not have other options for sports entertainment.
Think Lincoln, Nebraska. Think Manhattan, Kansas, although I think that would be a stretch.
Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Or even Sioux City.
The problem is Kansas City has a strong appetite for sport. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
The problem is the buffet may already be full. And when you go to the table, what do you pick? Do you pick Sporting, KU, K-State, Mizzou, Nebraska, Chiefs, Royals? Oh, T-Bones. Now, I understand they're family-friendly and they're cheaper than other sports programs. I get that. But keep in mind where they are. They're in Western Wyandotte County. So they're primarily drawing from either Wyandotte County or Johnson County. And Johnson County can afford to go to the Royals.
Keep in mind this. The business of independent baseball is extremely volatile. Case in point, the league in which the T-Bones operate was established in 2005. Okay. There have been 11 different franchises in that time that have folded. In 14 years, 11 have folded.
Say what you want.
There it is. A story here from the Wall Street Journal during a recent morning surf at a town beach here near Massachusetts. Andy Jacobs spotted, a dark shadow in the water just a few feet away. He assumed it was a gray seal because they are everywhere these days.
Would you make that assumption? I wouldn't.
Until he got a better view. It was not a seal, said the 40-year-old Wellfleet resident. It was a great white shark.
Minor detail.
God. Story here from the Wall Street Journal says Cape Cod's new normal. Sharks are everywhere. Let me show you this story. Okay.
Need a bigger boat.
You're going to definitely need a bigger boat. Let me show you this story from the paper today. All right, so. Look at all those beachgoers. Look at that.
Looks lovely.
Lovely beach.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their umbrellas out. Yeah, everybody's doing
super
good.
Super cool.
Look at the surf. I mean, the surf is fantastic.
Beautiful.
Let me move my hand.
There it is. That's a shark.
It's plainly obvious.
It is plainly
obvious.
Wow.
And a photo taken very well from shore. I mean, that's not just someone standing at the waterline. I mean, they're back a ways.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a great white shark.
Mm.
Right off the coast of Cape Cod.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why are they coming in? Because the water temperature's changed?
I don't know.
Or they're hungry? Oh. Oh, you know that movie freaks me out. I don't like it when that thing jumps out of the water.
Now, Dana, you do know that that is
fake,
right?
No, it really isn't. When you watch it with me, it becomes very real. Have you ever
seen
it?
It is not a documentary. It is not a biopic.
It's not Shark Week.
Have you ever seen the
biopic
video?
No.
Like, it was about a week ago.
It's biopic, Will.
What do you call the sea cows? Oh, I love them so much.
Walrus?
No. The big, slow, dump, der, dump, der, dump.
Do they make that sound underwater?
Yeah, they do.
Manatees.
Manatees. Okay.
Oh, the manatees down in Florida.
There is this viral video last week.
And what do they sound like again?
Derp, der, derp.
When I was in Captiva, we just sat at this dock and watched them all
day. By the way, I think we're going to go to in January. Thank you for the recommendation.
I'll tell you where to go because there's five of them and they just, I mean, they don't move. And you wonder how can they be so big and all they eat's plants and they're like 60,000 bajillion tons. But anyway, there is video this week of five guys in the water at this beach somewhere, you know, Florida, California, wherever. And this manatee slowly comes by and bumps up against one of the guys. Now,
are they like the sloth of the ocean?
What's funny is those men, as I would do in that scenario, you can just tell they assume it's a shark. Once one of them, because it's just this large blob moving in the water, and they're all holding their drinks and having a good old time. And then you see this huge manatee come up, and those men, I'm gonna go ahead and say I think they actually soiled themselves in the water. They could not get out of the way fast enough. Then you see one of them laughing because they realize it's a manatee. Something bumps up against me in the water like that. Mm-hmm. My first assumption is I'm dying. I am down two legs and probably several fingers. That is a shark.
Now, we know sharks can smell blood in the water. Can they smell in the water if you soil yourself? And are they drawn to that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a line of defense?
They have spotted over 300 great white sharks off of Cape Cod.
Do they tag them so they can GPS locate them as they come in?
Yes. Sharks are now drawn to the abundant prey. Humans? No, not humans. And a Massachusetts state researcher who tags great whites said he had his busiest July ever.
So four Cape Cod beaches have been closed. Mm-hmm.
They have seen sharks as big as 15 feet in less than 5 feet of water.
No, I'm out.
I might get my feet in the water, but that's about it.
But would you go there just to, like, shark watch?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I did see a story about that, Will. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, from like a helicopter, you
could. So like the people who do kayaks and stuff like that off Cape Cod are saying business is down. Can you believe that?
Would you kayak in that water?
Well, of course you wouldn't. You know what is? You know what business is soaring?
Helicopters.
Nope.
Shark
watching boats.
Okay.
They cannot. Do you want to know? Do you want to know?
Are they throwing chum in the water to get the shark
come? I did not see that in the story. Do you want to know what it costs to take your family out on a boat to go see sharks off Cape Cod? Just take a random guess.
Because we've done the dolphin thing, and I know what that was.
What would you pay to say, go take your kids and Chris, or Will, for you and Julie, to take you guys out to go see sharks off the coast of Cape Cod?
For a family?
Yeah, just a family. A family of four.
$800.
Family of four. $800.
Are we just going out for a brief tour and back?
Just going out. You're going to look around. Might see a shark or two. Oh, looky there. There's
Jaws.
Yeah,
but is this an all-day affair?
No, of course not.
So we're talking a couple hours on a boat. That's it.
2 hours on a boat, max.
I'd pay $100 a head.
$2,000.
I'm sorry, what?
$2,000? It is a booming business off of Cape Cod.
I would freak out if I saw one.
And I'll tell you what. Then there was this story. The sharks are crazy right now, man. There was a story. I saw it on Good Morning America today. This guy is fishing off the coast of Florida. I think it was Florida. I can't remember. He catches like 115-pound fish, right?
Yeah.
He's reeling it in. Look at me. I'm a tough guy. Look at this fight. I'm reeling this guy in. Out of nowhere, as he's trying to unhook the fish.
Yeah, I saw this.
He's not even trying, Will, to get the fish into the boat. He's just trying to get the hook out of its mouth, catch and release, okay?
Because there's no way he's getting it in.
No, it's 115-pound fish.
Right.
I mean, he's not Superman. So he's got the fish in the water. He's trying to unhook it from its mouth. Hammerhead shark comes out of nowhere.
Whoa.
It was the most violent thing, Will. It's so violent.
It was awesome.
They had to bleep out every single reaction every man on the boat had.
Because it started with F.
It's just expletives. It just goes beep, beep, beep,
yeah.
beep.
Sound like Morse code?
Yeah. I mean, yes, it did. The guy's just sitting there. He's like, all right, hang on here, partner. I'm going to get... Oh, my God! Hammerhead shark came out of nowhere.
I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for reeling it in.
Well, at least he doesn't have to try to get the hook out anymore.
Yeah. Telling you. Would you be interested, in going to... when we went down to Atlanta...
No, because I would be worried the boat would sink, and then we would be out there, floating around... Just waiting.
For what? To be eaten?
Yes. Oh, my God. I would scream like a bat out of you. Like, if I was in the water because something had happened, I would be hysterical. I would be hysterical. And they don't like sudden movement. You know, when you're splashy, splashy, splashy.
And I don't think you're good for no movement.
Oh, my God. I'd be dead in 30 seconds. They'd go, yep, there's one from Kansas.
There's the seal.
Your prime target.
There she is. There's a seal?
Well, that's what they go for. They go for things that move in the water seals.
No, you're not supposed to splashy, splashy.
You're supposed to stay still.
You just called Dana a seal.
I didn't call Dana a seal. I was thinking like a shark.
There's something wrong with
We're so mature.
Wait, something wrong with him?
She's the one.
I'm the one who's the normal reaction. I think most people in the water knowing that
this segment by imitating a manatee, which doesn't even make any noise to the best of my knowledge by going,
if it brushes up against you in the water, there's no way you are not soiling yourself. I would just assume it was a shark. Those things are huge.
Well, I'll tell you this. When we were in the DR, for those of us who are common with
DR.
Those of you who aren't, it's the Dominican Republic. I had a fish brush up against my leg. I damn near came running.
It's jarring.
And it was like this little itty-bitty fish, like this big. And he goes... And he goes, rub it up against my leg. And all I thought was, oh, my God, I'm about to be eaten by a shark. There aren't sharks in the Dominican Republic.
No, that would be the one that somehow wandered over there.
Look how close this shark is to the shore. That is unhealthy.
I just tweeted it so you can see it. And look at all those people. They have no idea.
A shark that is that lost that it gets to the Dominican Republic is probably not capable of hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
Its eyes are crossed too far in order to determine where your leg is.
Where am I?
That's the Dory of sharks.
Yes.
And that shark needs to become a shark burger.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Yeah.
576-7798. 576-7798.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
To the phones we go. You'll catch them surfing at that. Sherry calling it. Man, we must be number one in Georgia too. Are you calling in from, Georgia, southeast Georgia?
No, I'm calling from Gardner, Kansas.
Oh, Gardner!
It says Georgia here.
We had a woman from Atlanta on earlier. I'm like, what is going on in Georgia?
I heard that entirely wrong. Wow.
Hi, Sherry. It's fine.
Hi, Sherry. To the southwest in Gardner. Hello.
Hello. My husband, a few years ago, we went to San Diego, and they said, oh, we're going to spend a day at the beach. We're going to get one of the fire pits, and we're going to have a whole day. And I said, oh, cool. And my husband's like, I'm not going in. I said, what? He said, no. And I said, why? And he goes, I'm the other white meat.
Well, he was afraid he would be eaten by a shark.
Yeah, because he's the other white meat. You know how they said pork was the other white meat? chicken, pork.
Oh, I got the joke. I got the joke. So will your husband not go into the ocean?
No, he didn't the whole time.
Wow.
He may have put his feet into it, but that's about it. He was like, you know, I'd be the one that they'd be like, yeah, guy from Kansas got attacked by a shark. So he's like, I don't want to be that one.
Oh, we don't. All right. Scott in St. Louis. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. I really am enjoying our show today, but I think you're looking at it the wrong way. You're looking at being eaten by the shark, and you need to look at us being the ones doing the eating. Because if you've ever had grilled shark,
it's delicious.
We got a restaurant in St. Louis called Helen Fitzgerald or Cyberg's. Their symbol is a shark, and they've got grilled shark chunks that with drawn butter. Oh, my goodness, man. You'll have a food gasm.
thank you, Scott, for the call. Someone just wrote in, great white shark migratory pattern is from Cape Cod down to Florida and back. This isn't a new normal. It's just normal. The ocean is their home. I think the number of sharks and their proximity to the shore is higher than it has been in years past. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott.
I don't think that's incorrect. But my question is then this, do you not go in the water? Let me show you the picture.
I know, it's right there. I know, I see it. I don't know. I'd probably just put my feet in, like, right at the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, not go out.
Because when we were in the Dominican Republic, I went up to my neck in the water.
Oh, yeah, I see. I don't do that anyway.
You wouldn't? Why?
Because I don't want to get eaten by a shark.
Well, I just assumed that there was no shark in the water.
You know, we were in Gulf Shores, and I remember thinking on this little floaty thing, I am too far out. If I can't see if the water isn't super clear,
mm-hmm.
Oy.
Are you petrified of sharks, David?
No, I just don't want to be.
Have you watched Jaws too many times?
There was a girl that they interviewed this morning, I think also on Good Morning America. She was bitten but survived, and she was out in 4 feet out, 5 feet out. I mean, she was right by the shoreline. They were able to drag her right back in. She's got a big old bandage and a story to tell.
I would assume, and I guess I'm wrong here, but there are helicopters that fly over the beach all the time. Now, maybe they're tourist helicopters, but are they not looking down? Are they not checking out to see if there's a shark in the water?
But what does that warning system look like?
Get the hell out.
Everybody out of the water.
Get out. I think Americans have a propensity to be afraid.
I think we are in their home. When we are
in
their
space. Damn right we're in their home.
We are in their space.
I've spent a lot of time of my life in California, and Southern California specifically, and even when there were reports of shark bites, you know, a mile down the beach, mm-mm. I still went out and swam.
You did?
Yeah. The odds are not against me in the ocean. Now, maybe in Cape Cod, where there's all of these sharks, that'd be different.
Well, there's not all these. There's a shark.
Well, that's enough for me if I'm the one swimming right there.
Oh, this is a good song. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host Dana Ryan, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, stay out of the water, and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.